Ramana Jyoti by Lucy Cornelison. The use of language is indispensable in matters of everyday life. It has been developed exactly for this purpose. However, on a level higher than that, sensible persons fall back naturally into silence because silence can be a far stronger means of expression than words. On higher levels, that means ascending from the basic plane of bodily necessities to the subtle experiences of our invisible nature, direct transmission without words can be more powerful than any amount of verbal eloquence. This proves true much more still in the realm of the spirit. Silence is actually the language of the spirit. Spiritual teaching is not always talking. On the contrary, the higher form is always the direct transmission of the spirit, and the means of communication between guru and disciple in this case is silence, not only of the lips but of the mind as well. But then what will happen to all our knowing and thinking? The reply was given by Sri Ramana Maharishi. There comes a day when we have to unlearn everything which we have learnt. This may be a hard saying to all those who cherish knowledge and book learning, and there are many. It might be the most difficult lesson of all to learn, that the goal of spiritual life is not knowledge, not even becoming something, but being pure, silent being. All that is required to realize the self is to be still. What can be easier than that? O Bhagavan, thy devotees are such that they need millions of words to reach that stillness and heaps of knowledge to grasp the meaning of that pure being. There would be little chance of success in their effort without the transmission of the Jyoti, the secret of thy silent being. And here there is a trap which is not seen by many, even of the best aspirants. Many devotees of Ramana Maharishi like to consider themselves to be pure jnanis. Actually, they are bhaktas too, bhaktas of their guru. That is no blame. On the contrary, it is a great aid in their sadhana. However, their bhakti has the tendency to put their beloved Bhagavan on a higher and always higher pedestal, thus sometimes creating a veritable idol out of him. That means they increase more and more and distance between him and themselves. However, the greatest of all the great features about Ramana Maharishi is perhaps the fact that he was a human being. This most important fact should not be lost sight of. The truth of the real nature of man revealed itself in him during his being a man himself, and not by book learning nor even by sadhana. The traditional view of Hindus that his knowledge and sadhana had been completed in previous births may be correct or not. At any rate, he was a nice and naughty boy when the mystic secret of the perfect man revealed itself to him. And when people later on named the nameless Brahman of the hill Ramana, he still was a human being. This is further emphasized by the fact that this body had to pay its full and heavy tax to human life in the shape of severe suffering. Only if it is kept in mind that Ramana Maharishi was a human being like you and me, who discovered and after that embodied the truth of the real man, only then others have a chance to reach the same goal, and only then the holy scriptures do not lie. Ramana Jyoti, may that light reveal forever and ever the silent being of Ramana, the perfect man.